first, Scott, if you could give me your name and your title with NIAA and also what you do in real life. Go ahead.
Scott Stewart, Chairman of the Board for National Institute for Animal Agriculture. And in my day job, I'm President and CEO of the National Livestock Producers Association.
All right. As in ID Info Expo 2006 is wrapping up here, how do you think it went? How did it go? And what do you think the take-home message is for NIAA regarding NACE after this year?
Okay. I'm very excited with the final results of the 2006 ID Info Expo. First of all, we set a record as far as attendance with over 550 interested participants. This is truly a national forum for the discussion of a very important topic. I think the take-home message from this week is this, that there's a high level of frustration out there. There have been a lot of people working and a lot of groups working for the last several years to bring about a national identification program, each of them with their own concerns and their own issues that they needed to have addressed. It seems as though we've reached a plateau in this last six months to a year in which a lot of tangible results have not been as forthcoming as we'd hoped. However, I think out of that frustration, we're going to see a great deal of enthusiasm regenerate because a lot of the questions that are on people's minds are slowly being answered and more structure is taking shape in the form of a national identification system for animals.
All right, very good. Well, what would be your message to the industry today at this point where we stand with the National Animal Identification System?
Well, as I shared with the audience in the closing general session, I think where we really need to act is locally, truly. Think globally, but act locally. In other words, work in your own environments and with your own states to develop what will work in your area. Maybe bring our vision back from 10 years ahead in an international scope to more of a local scope. I was very encouraged by a lot of the comments made by state animal health officials and people involved at that level that there are some exciting and progressive things happening.
Now, one of the things that you did here was to get some concrete statistics on, at least from the participants here, about what they think and about the National Animal Identification System, where we stand at this point.
One thing that was fun, and we're very fortunate to have some very dedicated partners in this project, but sponsored by TriMerit and Global Animal Management, was a survey that was passed out at the beginning of the conference to everybody that attended to get their feelings about kind of this whole ID issue and what's working and what isn't and really where it is. And some of the interesting results out of that to me were that, first of all, 78% of those respondents said the ID program should be mandatory. Well, in my position and in representing livestock marketing, I'm not sure that I may personally agree with that, but it certainly points up the fact that there's a strong commitment among the industry that we do need to get something in place and to ensure 100% compliance. It may be required that it come about in a mandatory fashion. I think the other thing that in the survey results that really stood out to me was this, and it was evidenced by the frustration that was on display during this conference, and that is we have heard what the overlying concerns with the National ID program really are: cost, confidentiality, how do we collect this data, who controls the data. It seems like that's really been, at least from the industry standpoint, those issues that have been so predominant. But in the survey, far and away, the number one response to what is really slowing this whole process down was political posturing. Everybody jockeying for position in this whole issue instead of really collectively working to establish a national system that's going to work for everybody involved.
Of the 500 or so people that have been here, who do they represent? Who are we talking about that's here at this meeting?
The representatives, the participants in this conference this year, I think were probably as broad-based as I've seen. I've been coming to the ID Expo for the last 4 years. And this year, not only are the numbers larger, but the diversity is greater. We have a lot of the same participants, the species group representatives, the technology companies, the marketing sector, the processing sector, those that are traditionally been a part of this movement. But it's interesting to see that a lot more individual producers and producers with concerns from a smaller operations standpoint are involving themselves in this process. That is so necessary.
What are you hearing also about thoughts about the potential for the feasibility of getting this animal ID system implemented in a timely manner?
To answer the question, you know, what is the feasibility of implementing this in a timely manner, I think first we need to say and understand what is a timely manner. We need to be based in reality. There are a lot of issues that will affect just when we can get it all in place. Issues, as I mentioned earlier, such as cost, adequate technology, adequate outreach so that everybody understands what the purpose of this program is, which is animal health, a tool for animal health traceback. As long as we can stick to the basics and remain grounded in reality, we can make some tangible progress.
Outreach, communications, what do you think needs to be done within the next year or 2 years?
It is so hard to communicate about something that you don't know all the details about. That's been a frustration on USDA's part. That's been a frustration on industry's part. If we knew what the system was ultimately going to look like, how it was exactly going to affect everybody in the industry, what it was going to cost them, it would be pretty easy to communicate about it. The problem with that is this is a program under development. There are a lot of things yet to be done, yet to be explored, yet to be determined. To communicate on that in a global fashion is difficult. What I heard this week was we need to communicate effectively and often about the things we do know and to address, when there is misinformation, that those issues are addressed with very reasonable facts and credible sources.
Premises registration is the first step in this, and we're looking at it hopefully trying to get, 25% by the end of the year. How do you think that's going?
Well, premises registration truly is the cornerstone from which we're building a national system, because if you don't know where animals have been, it doesn't matter if they're identified or not. It's interesting, and I'd say it's admirable that in the last couple of years that an entire premises identification system has been developed and is available in all 50 states, 5 Indian tribes, 2 U.S. territories. That's admirable, and I take my hat off to USDA and the states, because they carried the water on that one, to have that in place. Now, the goal is to have all premises registered by 2009 is a huge goal. Looking at 25% by the end of the year, it may be achievable. But the issue still remains, those that are not registering their premises under this voluntary program are doing so because they don't understand what's going on. They need the information.
Thank you very much, Scott.